Clearwater Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban.
Good to see you.
Very nice to see you, too.
Wow, this another fascinating conversation this morning that we're going to be having. And so, Save Water Santa Fe. We'll turn it on over to you.
Thank you, Esteban. Before I start the show, I just wanted to throw a shout out to you.
Oh, my gosh.
You were the MC last night for the mayor's state of address. I thought you did such a great job.
Hey, man, I was nervous. That was my first time being an MC for anything.
So. Well, you look like a pro. It was great. Good job on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. And you have got an exciting show planned. You know, we have rain coming down all week.
It sure is.
You know, rain barrels filling up. It's just been, you know, so great for us who are always, you know, really waiting for the rain to fall. I think it coincides with a really great event that we have planned for tomorrow, 11 to 2 o'clock, called Love Your Watershed Day. And so today in the studio, I have two guests. I have Amara May, who is the Director of Stewardship and Outreach for the Santa Fe Watershed Association. And I have Claire Jordy, who is our new Project Manager in the River and Watershed section. She's been with us for about 2 months now. So welcome, both of you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So it's always great. I like to start off the show with just our guests talking a little bit about themselves, their background, the work that they do. And so, Claire, let's start with you.
Sure. So I just started with the city in the river and watershed section in February. I'm originally from Taos, and I worked in stormwater management on the East Coast and in the South. Got really interested in it there, but kind of was curious about coming back home and understanding stormwater management in the desert is so much different than in a wet environment. And then I went and did my master's in Albuquerque at UNM in planning and water resources. So I just finished that up and super happy to be at the city now and helping manage our stormwater permit to make sure all the water flowing off the streets is as clean as possible. And we're capturing as much as we can on site with rain gardens and other GSI.
Wonderful, Claire. Well, thank you. You know, we work really closely with the River and Watershed section, and we'll be partnering with you tomorrow for the event. But welcome to the city. You've only been here for a short time, but it sounds like you're jumping into some super exciting work.
Thanks.
Great. And Amara?
Yeah. I grew up in Santa Fe and then moved away for many years, got a degree in environmental studies, worked in the nonprofit industry, everything from museums to education to environmental stuff to history. And then I so gratefully moved back to Santa Fe, gosh, over 8 years ago now, and sort of serendipitously found my way to the Watershed Association. And we do so much watershed wide. We really value all of our partnerships. We're a very collaborative organization working to help make sure all aspects of our watershed are healthy. We pick up trash and we lead a bunch of education programs, as you know well. just really happy to be here and hosting this event and being able to really share the importance of water and watersheds, especially in a desert environment.
So the Santa Fe Watershed Association, of course, is a huge partner of our Water Conservation Office, handling all of our education programs in the schools. And so I think it's interesting that we're all three here partnering in different ways, but also we all sort of have a similar background. You know, we grew up here and left and then came back here. And I think it's a little bit different when you're working on issues in your hometown or, you know, where you were raised. It really connects a little bit more deeply. And so that's wonderful to hear. I'm super excited about the event tomorrow. That's what we're here to talk about today. Love Your Watershed Day at DeVargas Park, 11 to 2 p.m. We hope that all of you will join us. Amara, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, how this event came about, and maybe some, like, talk about some of the partnerships involved in getting it off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an adopt program, which started as Adopt Your River and then added Adopt an Arroyo and now is Adopt Your Watershed. But through that, we've had events over the years. These have been happening for over 20 years. The Adopt a River program started over 20 years ago. And so we had Love Your River Day, which was in February, in alignment with Valentine's Day, which was very sweet and very cold. So we opted to move it to May, and also to align with Las Limpias, the cleaning of all the acequias in our kind of historical context here, and before the spring pulses from the Living River, just to get everything clean before the waters came, which, wow, we've had a lot of water early this year. So that's kind of the history of the event, and we've really been growing it with a lot of support from the city and partners over the past. This is our third year as Love Your Watershed Day and our second year in DeVargas Park. And beyond the city, who's been really instrumental in helping this happen, we are working with other environmental nonprofits around the community, and everybody that's coming is going to have interactive activities at their tables, educational and fun things to do. So some examples, Las Golondrinas is going to be there. You can plant native plants with them. New Mexico Wild, Trees, Water, People, the Sierra Club, New Mexico Wildlife Federation, New Mexico Environment Department is going to have E. coli samples. You can learn why it's so important to clean up after your pets. Santa Fe Water Conservation is going to be there. We're so excited. And the City of Santa Fe Watershed Section. Queen Bee is going to have an instrument petting zoo. Santa Fe County Water Planning is going to be there. River Source is going to bring out some aquatic insects and be doing some water chemistry. So, lots of fun stuff there. We also have a big community-wide cleanup happening, which has actually been going on all week and goes through Sunday. So anybody cleaning up throughout the watershed, we're counting those numbers toward this. But then the day of, we're having a big cleanup on the river that's hosted by our partners, the Trash Pandas and the Rotary Club of Santa Fe, who has adopted the reach of the river along DeVargas Park. So we're inviting volunteers to come and join in that. We'll have extra gloves and trash bags. And Trash Pandas is going to have a museum of trash of all the treasures that they found. They find some pretty interesting stuff in the river when you do cleanups. Yeah. And we also have Bike Santa Fe is hosting a free bike valet. So bike there. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful. And Lone Pinon and Repurposed Vibe are going to be playing too. So, yeah, not to miss.
It has really grown since last year. I was looking at that list of exhibitors and tabling and a band. I was like, oh, wow. It really has grown since last year. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's going to be a really exciting event. We're going to take a short break and come back. We're going to learn a little bit more about some of the outreach that the River and Watershed Section will be doing. And so, yeah, really excited about the event. We'll come back and keep talking about it.
Santa Fe residents, mark your calendars. City of Santa Fe Water invites you to our annual What's Up with Water presentations. I'm Dr. Jesse Roach, the City of Santa Fe's Public Utilities Director, and I hope you can join us on May 15th at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. for a deep dive into updates and future plans for Santa Fe's water supplies. These two sessions are virtual webinars, and the Zoom links are on the City of Santa Fe's website at santafenm.gov/water. Come hear a bit more about the city's $20 million dam rehabilitation project at Nichols, our new data dashboard, and of course, where the water will come from this year. Stay informed, get involved, and let's shape the future of water in Santa Fe together. City of Santa Fe Water is looking forward to sharing insights and answering your questions. Again, for more information, visit santafenm.gov/water. We hope to see you May 15th at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. for What's Up with Water 2025.
Water is life, and the future of water is in our hands. Join us for the 8th Annual Next Generation Water Summit, happening June 5th and 6th at the New Mexico State Capitol Building. This premier event brings together leaders, innovators, builders, and everyday citizens to explore solutions that make our communities more resilient in the face of climate change. This year's focus is climate resilience, and it's more than a buzzword. It's about preparing our homes, our cities, and our ecosystems for a future where every drop counts. From cutting cutting-edge technologies and smart building strategies to water conservation, equity and infrastructure, and sustainable land use planning, this summit covers it all. Whether you're in construction, design, policy, education, or simply passionate about protecting our environment, the Next Generation Water Summit is your opportunity to connect, learn, and lead. Registration is now open at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. That's nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Join the movement, shape the future, be part of the solution.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe.
So we are talking to Amara May, who is the Director of Stewardship and Outreach for the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and Claire Jordy, who is a project manager for the River and Watershed section for the city. And we're talking about Love Your Watershed Day. We hope you will all join us tomorrow from 11 to 2. It's going to be a beautiful day and lots of activity, a band, tons of fun things to do. Claire, you know, we discovered that there is a piece of outreach that we use together or we've used in the past for outreach, and it's an Enviroscape model. The Water Conservation Office uses one to demonstrate like where the water comes from and how it's treated, and you know, how, you know, it's all connected, like, I mean, to, you know, to the wastewater treatment plant. And it's a really fun model. We love to present it. And tomorrow we're teaming up with your group and we're going to be presenting, you know, both of our models. And so you have a different model that represents the watershed a little bit better. And so I thought it'd be great if you talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So we have the non-point source watershed model, which shows how there's different types of land use across a watershed. There may be, you know, residential, commercial, industrial, farming, construction, and then maybe forested areas or areas that are being like harvested for timber. And then how all the different pollutants from each of these land uses can get to the river and eventually pollute it, and why it's so important to do certain certain activities to prevent them from getting to the river. One that I'm really passionate about educating people on is pet waste and trying to prevent that from getting to the river, because I think a lot of people think that dog waste especially is natural, but dogs actually eat a very different diet than natural animals like coyotes or bears. So their waste can have different types of pollutants, and it can contaminate our water. And, you know, during these big storms, we see anything is washing off into the river, even if you're not close to a river. So picking up dog waste is really important and disposing of it properly. So we demonstrate that on our model, and we actually just got some fun new swag that we ordered. It's some dog waste bag holders made of recycled bike tubes. So we had a guy make those for us in Colorado, and I'm really excited about it. I think it looks cool. But yeah, so pet waste is a really big one, and the Santa Fe River does have exceeding levels for E. coli. So that's one of the things that we are trying to address specifically. And we'll also demonstrate other chemicals such as household pollutants, pesticides, fertilizers, chemicals, paint that may get into the water. And, you know, when you wash your car, all of that can go into the stream. None of our stormwater here in Santa Fe is treated before it gets to the river. So it goes directly from wherever it rushes off, and it collects all these pollutants on the roads and goes straight into the river.
That's exciting. I think the model really kind of demonstrates how that works, and especially for children who may not be able to make that connection. You know, the colors and everything really are pretty dramatic. And so I think it is important. You know, we were talking earlier about how we wish it would just sort of sprinkle and soak. And though this storm has had elements of that, we also get that fast and furious, you know, sort of gush. And so I think it's important, like you said, just to demonstrate and to provide that education about all the pollutants get picked up in those storm events and get thrown into the arroyo. So the work that you guys do is so important. I think it couples really nicely with the work that Water Conservation goes out and works on, because we provide rebates, right, for all of the infrastructure that can capture that rainwater. And on the break, we were all talking about how all of our barrels are overflowing, their cisterns are overflowing. I mean, it's amazing how much water you can actually capture. So it's a, you know, really exciting event. I think it's really grown, you know, since last year. There's a lot more, you know, especially hands-on activities, it looks like. I know that, Amra, you talked about some of them, but which are the ones that are sort of different from last year or that's standing out for you as some, you know, attractions that people should head out to see? I know you talked about the trash museum, which is really interesting. You talked about, you know, some of the city tables that are going to be there. I know City of Santa Fe's Water Conservation Program will be there with another model, demonstrating, you know, kind of where our water comes from and how it's treated. And we'll be all under one tent with the River and Watershed section, kind of doing those models for kids and adults. And so I'm really looking forward to that. But what are some other highlights besides the band? And I know you mentioned so many already.
There's actually two bands. I know Lone Pinon is so exciting, but also Repurposed Vibe is kicking off the day. So we'll have two bands, which is really fun. And then, oh my gosh, there's so much. We at the Watershed have a tree spree scavenger hunt, so people can learn about all the different trees and identifying them in the park there. So that's fun. We also have animal tracking. We've done some workshops with Ann Hunkins up in the Watershed and learning how to spot different kinds of animal tracks or fur on the trees or kind of getting to know more intimately the wildlife that's around us. So that'll be fun to educate people, so when they're hiking, they can see what other wildlife has crossed their same path. New Mexico Wild is doing leaf rubbing, which will be fun. We have a few different things related to water chemistry and water quality. The Watershed Resilience Lab from UNM is going to be measuring stream solute properties of different waters. We have Ogopogi Land Tax, which is going to be having an activity, a coloring activity, about the traditional names of the places and the waterways here. So that's going to be a really, I think, important and interesting history for some people to really learn about the people that lived here before we did and what they named things. And there's a fishing activity. New Mexico Wildlife Federation is going to be letting people fish for bass, quote unquote. I don't even know what some of these are, and right, like the people have applied, and we have this wonderful process of making sure everybody has an activity. But some of them, I'm like, oh, I don't know what the bass fishing is going to be. I know it's not real fish, but I, like Claire, also have a very special place in my heart for keeping pet waste out of our waterways. So I was excited that the New Mexico Environment Department is bringing that information to the table, just because, yeah, I think so many people are like, oh, it's organic, it's natural. And we do workshops actually just about that, of why the amount of dog waste in an area far surpasses the amount of natural animals, like how many animals per acre are living and pooping in a certain area. So anyway, I think that's really important message to drive home. The Santa Fe River Commission is doing an activity about looking at rocks in the river and where they come from and what they tell us. So that's really neat, just through water moving things and eroding things and how the geological components of our places change and shift. Bird bingo. Oh, we even have Undisputed Fitness is going to be coming and teaching people how to most properly warm up their bodies and also lift weight. So when you're cleaning up the river and pulling tires out of the river, you know the proper form.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great day with lots of learning for all of us. And we have a bunch of outdoor games and activities too. People can, you know, hula hoop, or we have some fun little ring toss games and stuff. So just listen to music and hang out in the park and bring a picnic, or, you know, hopefully it'll just be a sweet, fun family event.
Wow. I just can't believe how, I mean, it's, it was so much fun last year. You know, the weather was beautiful. It was, you know, great. It's, you know, we all, especially at the city, you know, we all know of each other's work and we all, you know, collaborate on many different levels, but outreach is the most fun, you know, when we all get together and we really get to learn about each other's personalities and like, oh, you're handing this out or I've got this. You know, I feel like there's a lot of fun work that happens in those environments, you know, amongst city departments. And so I'm really happy to be partnering with, you know, our city team in a more collaborative way. And it just sounds like it's a really great lineup. So you guys did a really great job and super excited. So everybody, you know, please join us tomorrow at DeVargas Park. And actually, DeVargas Park is not, maybe we should talk a little bit about more, like, where is that located? And are there parking logistics or things that our listeners should be aware of?
DeVargas Park is right along the river on Alameda at Guadalupe. We are going to have DeVargas closed, the block of DeVargas, so that our vendors and bands and stuff can load and unload and park right there. So we're encouraging people to ride their bikes. Free bike valet, plug for that. In general, there's parking at the Sandoval parking garage or in the rail yard or street parking around. Luckily, we live in a pretty walkable city. And yeah, it's free. So hit the farmer's market and then walk on over to DeVargas Park or vice versa. And we have been working a lot with the city to make sure the park is really clean and really safe. So it's going to be a really nice infusion of energy in that park that I think is maybe underutilized in certain ways in our city. So we're excited to have a really fun event.
All right. If people wanted to learn just a little bit more about it, where does it live on the, is it on the Santa Fe Watershed Association's website?
It is, which is santafewatershed.org. And there's a tab, What's Happening? And under that tab is Love Your Watershed Day 2025.
All right. Well, Claire, are there any last thoughts or words that you want to share with our listeners today relative to your work, the event, you know, anything you'd like?
I'm just really excited for this event. This will be my first time going and actually having this watershed model there. So I'm really excited to see and do all the fun activities myself too. I love my watershed, so I'm really excited to celebrate it. And yeah, hopefully everyone else comes out just for a minute or yeah, bring a picnic like Amara said.
Great. Amara, any last words?
I just want to really shout out the collaborative nature that a healthy watershed, a healthy community, we all depend on one another. And so I feel like this has been really great planning this event and just all these different partner organizations that we're working with who really care about the environment and care about our community and care about our watershed. It's so inspiring. And I just really want to thank everybody who's participating. And I think it's a great way for the community to get to learn about all the wonderful people that are doing really good work around here.
Well, I'm super excited to work with the two of you tomorrow and everybody else. And I really want to thank you for being on the show this morning and talking about the work that you do and the collaboration and the event. I just want to remind our listeners, you know, if they want to learn anything more about the city's water conservation efforts, you can visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com or you can contact our office directly. But you know, hope you all have a wonderful day and I hope to see you all at Love Your Watershed Day tomorrow.